Happy Monday and welcome to the Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are no breaks on the Early Edge. We've got a lot of content to cover. And oh, by the way, we're just 58 days away from NFL kickoff. Put your favorite number 58 in the chat as we take a look at the recap screen. Let's see how we did on Friday. Some of these picks carried over from Thursday and Wednesday. Oh, look at this. Another great recap screen. We go 10-3. Shout out to Brad Thomas, Danny Brasco. I mean, everybody just enjoyed A-Mags, EC 2-0. I hit my golf pick. Really good stuff from the crew. We will take 10-3, obviously, every single time. You love to see it, and I love to see the crew we have today on the Early Edge. Let's bring him in right here, right now, because we've got Larry Hartstein, we got Calvin Wetzel, we got Adam Thompson, and we've got Prop Stars, I start with you. We've got Home Run Derby today. We've got WNBA picks. I've got a golf pick, Summer League in the NBA. But we are only 58 days away from NFL season. You've got to be pretty excited for what's to come.
Extremely excited, Sia. Pumped for the Home Run Derby tonight. Pumped to be back with you guys after a little hiatus. But yeah, super fired up. I'm going to have a bunch of NFL futures. I've been studying hard. So very excited for all things to come.
I'm studying Prop Star's look, everybody. And if he feels like he looks like a true rock star from the 2000s era, if there's a band or a name you want to put in the chat that Prop Stars reminds you of, because I've got a couple in my head right now, please put it in the chat. Also with your number 58 that you love from the NFL. Calvin Wetzel, we've got some WNBA games tonight, right?
We do, yeah. We have a couple games on the slate. Lynx taking on the Mercury. I'm going to have a same game parlay on that one. And then we got Spark Stream as well. And then two more tomorrow as well that I'll be on HQ tonight to talk about. So still a couple weeks away. And we got MLB All-Star this week, couple weeks away from the All-Star break in the WNBA. So still a lot of action going on.
Yeah, Olivia Miles was back in action last game. Played a lot more minutes, Calvin, than we thought and had another great game. So curious to see what your pick is. Adam Thompson, you're here for Home Run Derby, correct?
I am. There's a lot of good players. The format's a little different. It's a good ballpark to hit them out. So, yeah, I think it's going to be an explosive Home Run Derby this year.
And, Larry, we're finally going to get to some picks in a second. But one thing that's, I think, getting overlooked a little bit is Summer League. I mean, there's just a ton of games every day.
And you probably want to talk about your guy, A.J. DeBonta, who has really showed out so far, looking like the clear number one pick. But Darren Peterson looking good as well. A lot of the other top picks performing well. It's interesting, you know, the rule changes. You're shooting one free throw, which counts as either one, two, or three, and some other things, 10-minute periods. But I'm enjoying it, and I have a play. The line is moving on that one, but we'll talk about that soon.
Big Cheesy in the chat. We're going to get to some picks now because he says Junior Caminero plus 455 to win the Home Run Derby. Now, Prop Stars, I'm going to start things off with you. You actually have a Cy Young prop to give out because I love that. This should be a good MLB futures week as well. We're probably going to roll out some futures on this show throughout the week, but we'll get to the Cy Young in a second. When I looked at the odds, I was actually a little surprised. I mean, I get it. I understand why somebody like Kyle Schwarber might be favored. I was a little surprised to see a pretty palatable number on Junior Caminero. That's where you're headed.
I am indeed. Yeah. Shout out to Big Cheesy. I'm in full agreement. I'm backing Junior Caminero tonight. I would make him the co-favorite along with Kyle Schwarber. Junior Caminero being the only player returning to the Home Run Derby. I think that's a big advantage that he has. Finished second last year to Cal Raleigh. He's having an MVP caliber season, 28 home runs, 59 RBIs, a big reason why the Rays find themselves in first place. But his profile really fits this format. The average bat speed, 79.9 miles per hour. That's 100th percentile. The exit velocity as well, 95th percentile. He's got his pitcher coming back as well that threw to him last year, threw to Randy Arozarena the previous year. So I think this sets up very nicely for Junior Caminero. I think he's going to be at the minimum in the finals, but I like him to ultimately take it down. Also, I have an MLB future. That is Zach Wheeler, who is one of the big all-star snubs who rejected the invitation because he was a snub, to win the Cy Young Award. I know right now he's second or third in the odds, but he has been absolutely lights out recently, really pitching extremely well. I think he's highly motivated considering this all-star snub. He's just in incredible form right now. A couple less starts than Mussorowski, but I've just been really impressed with what I've seen from Zach Wheeler. I think down the stretch, he's going to continue to pitch really well. So considering you can get this around 11-1 odds, I think it's a good spot to back him here.
Proppy, do you have any, I know we're not looking at odds right now, but what are you thinking about the Phillies to win the NL East? Do you have any just general thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, I like what the Phillies have, how they look recently. I think they're rounding into form. They obviously have good starting pitching up front. I think they might need to add one additional starter potentially. But yeah, I think the Phillies are certainly live in the division, which has turned out to be fairly competitive.
All right. Alan, yeah, it has been. Yeah, I mean, listen, the Marlins up there as well. Alan Garcia says, sorry, I'm late. No reason to say sorry for that. Thanks for joining the show, Alan. And make sure you hit the like button. You know, I see a lot of people coming in here and they hit the like button right away, which is always super helpful. Ron Moore, I know, Richard Pierre, Liddy, a lot of these people coming in, hit the like button right away. Absolutely love to see it. Calvin, we've got WNBA. I think we already have questions in the chat about some games tomorrow, but let's talk about today. You've got an official pick that involves the Minnesota Lynx.
Yeah, we're going to that Mercury Lynx game, taking Alyssa Thomas under 8.5 assists, and I'm putting that with the Lynx money line, same game parlay. That gets you to a price of -125, and this is mostly about AT assists here. Still no Natasha Mack for Phoenix. Alyssa Thomas' potential assists have dropped from 16.9 to 15.6 without Natasha Mack. Her assists have been down since Jovana Nogic left the team as well. And since both of them have been gone, she's gone under in 4 of 5 games, averaging only 6 assists in those contests. We're getting 8.5 here and or 8.5. And they're big underdogs. She tends to hunt her own shot when the Mercury are underdogs. They're 13.5 point underdogs. And in situations like that, we usually see Alyssa Thomas kind of put her head down and try to get to the rim and take over and not really defer to her teammates as much unless they end up getting up big, which I don't think will happen in this game. So I think one of two things is going to happen. Either she's going to try to do that and keep it close, or they're just going to get run out of the gym and completely blown out with this big spread, in which case that's a great path to the under as well if she doesn't even play in the fourth quarter. So that's why I'm pairing that with Minnesota money line. I do think they win, and if they win, they're going to do so by limiting Alyssa Thomas's playmaking. So I think they correlate nicely and it helps with the juice a little bit. You're getting it to, like I said, a good price point of -125. Some books are in the -130s on this. I think that's very playable as well. I think this should be more like -150. So if you wanted to take AT solo, that's -150 by itself. But I like putting the money line with it and getting it to about -125 or -130 on the same game parlay.
Yeah, they're 12.5 point favorites. So getting this down to Lynx money line, under 8.5 assists for Alyssa Thomas makes sense. Let me ask you, first of all, Prop Stars, who are you about to introduce us to?
This is the new member to the Prop Stars family. This is Little. He's 3.5 months old, an amazing kitten, and new addition to the family.
That kitten is so adorable that it doesn't even look real. Like, it is amazing.
Yeah.
Shout Agreed. Out. What was the name? Little was the name?
Little. Yeah.
All right. Shout out to Little. Calvin, let me go to the Sparks Dream game. I know we're probably going to have some WNBA questions with just a lighter slate. We only have a couple things happening today. Now, the Dream are favored by 8.5 over the Sparks. I know the Sparks aren't very good, but the Dream have also lost 6 of 7. I'm just wondering how you assess this. Also, the Dream not playing any defense, which is why we see the 180.5 point total. Do you see this as, like, why is this line 8.5? Is it just a bounce back for the Dream? Like, they get to take advantage of a bottom feeder team? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's a great question because the Dream are scuffling a lot after they started out the season so hot. And I do like the Sparks tonight. I'm going to talk about that one more on HQ tonight, but I do like the Sparks +8.5 in that one. Brianna Jones is questionable for the Dream, and she hasn't played yet this year, so I think we're getting 8.5 because there's a chance that they get an all-star back tonight. But Angel Reese is also questionable. So it's very possible they get one front court all-star back and lose another one. So I still think that Sparks +8.5 is a good bet. And I'll also say I saw someone in the chat ask about Alyssa Thomas under 7.5 assists. Yeah, that one should be plus money if you don't want to drink that juice on the under 8.5 or put it with the money line. I like just taking the under 7.5 straight if you're getting plus money as well.
All right. We got to get to a break because we still have so much more to talk about. Larry, we've got Summer League to talk about with you. Adam Thompson, you've got your own Home Run Derby picks. I've got an early open championship pick to give out. By the way, there's two events this week. I thought I was going to hit an outright last week. Had a bunch of guys right at the top on Sunday, and they predictably fizzled. So I'm back at it this week as well. We'll cover all of that right after this message from our partners. We're back on the Early Edge. If you haven't already put your favorite 58 in the chat, because we're 58 days away from NFL season, go ahead and do that. Wilbur Marshall, Derek Thomas, two that come to mind. Larry Hartstein, you're laughing. Something's going on in the chat. What is it?
There was a pretty ghoulish comment in the chat. I'm just going to leave it at that. And people can judge for themselves.
Okay, fair enough. Adam Thompson, we've got more Home Run Derby to talk about. Set us up here.
Yeah, I mean, there's some sluggers out there. Citizens Bank Park is a park to smash it out, especially if you're a left-hander. There is an edge for those guys, but all these guys can make his claim, except for two of them. I don't think Ben Rice or Bryce Harper. You know, I think those guys are in there for the ratings more than everything. But there's two stats I really kind of looked at, and one was average home run distance. So you don't have to hit it 468 yards every time to get it out of a park. You just need to hit it, you know, 399 is fine. So average home run distance was one. And then exit velo for your top 50% of your balls hit. So it doesn't count those grounders, those dinky ones. It only looks at the top 50% hit. And I think that's relevant here because the pitches these guys are going to see are meatballs down the middle. So, you know, be ready to swing. The time, there's no time anymore. So the big sluggers who sometimes run out of gas late, I think they're in good shape here. So Jack Caglione is a guy I like. Jordan Walker, I think, has a chance. Caminero, I think that in is good for him as well. But when you look at the top, you know, those stats, four guys are kind of separate themselves, I think. And like I said, Bryce Harper and Ben Rice aren't two of those guys. Wilson Contreras isn't either, but Caglione is, Walker is, Caglione, and Caminero and Murakami actually is the four. So, you know, we took those four. I think any four of those guys can win. I think all four of those guys are my semifinal picks. And then my picks to win, you need a tiebreaker. I'll go with the lefties. That's Murakami plus 500 and Caglione plus 650 to win. You pair those guys as finalists, potentially plus 1600. If you really want to sprinkle something on there, all those semifinalists, you know, three of the four are in the minus 115 to minus 120 range. So you're not breaking the bank. You're not laying a lot of, you know, juice or anything like that. So those are my picks. Murakami, Caglione. If I'm picking one, I'm going Jack Caglione to win it all.
I am intoxicated by the chat right now. I have a follow-up question for you, Adam, on the format, and then Prop Stars, I'm going to go to you as well. But we've got a lot of, like, just animal love in the chat, cat love, dog love, you name it. Kevin, who I know has been a part of the show for so many years, Kevin the Grad McKenzie says that he, I guess he's a Humane Society director. He says he's loving the pet adoption takeover in the Early Edge today. I know so many people from this family would like that, including Buckets, of course. So I love the love for the pets here. Adam, real quick, do you love the new home run format? For those that don't know, we're not on a clock. We're not on an out system. It's going to be 20 swings for everybody in the first round. And then in the second round, semifinal round, and final round, it's going to be 15 swings. If you hit a home run on your final swing, you get to keep going. Adam, what are your thoughts on the new format?
I'm fine. Now, it might drag. You might fall asleep. You know, the viewership at the end might not be as strong because all the kids have gone to bed, because this thing could go forever. Literally, it's, you know, so we'll see. But I think it favors, you know, it takes the, you know, endurance out of it and allows players to just kind of haul off at their own pace. So you got a guy like Jordan Walker, who's 6'6", 250. You got a guy like Caminero, who's about 6'4", 250. Even Schwarber, who's older, 230. You know, I think it benefits those guys who can haul off. So I think kind of opens the door for a lot of guys. I think it's still going to be fun. I'm okay with it because, you know, the water breaks, the Gatorades, the guys clearly weren't tired. By the end, you weren't seeing their best. I think now we will see their best at the end.
Proppy, I assume Adam is saying it's going to take forever because these guys are going to be taking a lot of pitches, waiting for like that really good pitch. What are your thoughts on the new format? I will preface this by saying on the Sportsline YouTube channel, we have A-Mags and Matt Snyder's thoughts on the new format. And it's like a 5-minute thing that Ben and company have put up. And AMAX likes the new format, and Matt Snyder absolutely hates the new format. Prop Stars, where do you stand?
Matt Snyder's a baseball purist, so I can understand why, yeah. But I like the new format. I think the bracket format, I think the finals will be very exciting. So I'm looking forward to it. Distance matters, obviously, in this format. So, yeah, I think you got to be open to changes and tweaks. I think it's worth taking a look at to see if it makes it more exciting.
All right. We've got an NFL future to give out, Larry, and we've got your pick on the summer league today as well. Let me give out my early golf pick right now. And I want to give it out now because it segues nicely from what Adam said when he was talking about guys running out of gas. I mean, talk about a guy that ran out of gas, Matt Fitzpatrick yesterday, who I thought was going to get us a winner for the Scottish Open and then started missing 3-foot putts, plural, like started missing 3-foot, 4-foot and 5-foot putts down the stretch and just put himself too far back of Tom Kim, who was absolutely on fire. I'm going to go right back to Matt Fitzpatrick because I like the number that we're getting. Now I want to give a shout out to Brad Thomas. He tweeted out earlier that Matt Fitzpatrick's number over at DK was 21-1. Now in some places it's like plus 1500, plus 1600 might be the best bet, but now DK has it down to plus 1950. So I still think this is a very bettable number. It's the best number you're going to see on Matt Fitzpatrick. I like his Open Championship form. I mean, granted, it's been a little sketchy, but last year it was very good. He was T4, and we know from a tee to green standpoint and just from an all-around play standpoint and really in the Open Championship type condition standpoint, Matt Fitzpatrick has been playing better than almost everybody on the PGA Tour this year. Last week, he absolutely could have won. And I think plus 1950 is really an off number. It probably should be plus 1600. So even though this has come down from 21, I still think the 1950 is a good number. This will be one of maybe three picks I have for the Open Championship. I will point out that Wyndham Clark's number is getting longer. It was just 40-1. Now it's 41-1. Who knows if that's going to drift any further. But I think that number is too long on Wyndham Clark. So that might be another outright I have. I will tell you that I'm going to have outrights on the Corrales Punta Cana Championship as well. So stay tuned for that. I thought I was going to hit there as well. We had three guys near the top on the final day, but they ended up fizzling as well. All right, Larry Hartstein, you've got a summer league pick. We've got some questions to answer in the chat. We're going to get to that as well. But you also have an NFL future to consider.
Yeah, on the NFL futures board, I grabbed Cassius Howell 50-1 to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. Kind of surprising that he fell to the second round, but it's a great spot for him when you consider the Bengals do not have Trey Hendrickson. The Bengals brought in Dexter Lawrence, Jonathan Allen, Mafe as another edge rusher, but this guy is their best pure pass rusher. He had 11.5 sacks and 41 pressures at Texas A&M. His arms are a little shorter than scouts would like. That's why he fell, but he's got all the moves. He's got the speed, and I just think he's going to have a tremendous opportunity to rack up double-digit sacks in Cincinnati with a completely revamped defense. You have the opportunity. You have the pedigree doing it in the SEC. You know, there was a game last year where he had sacks on three consecutive plays. I don't know if I've ever seen that at any level of football. And that's what Cassius Howell did. So give me Cassius Howell 50-1. And then turning to today's action in the summer league, this is an early game. The New York Knicks were the best team in basketball. They proved to be by going nuts in the playoffs and winning the title. But they might have the worst summer league team in the entire league. They scored 65 points and got blown out in their first game, and then in their second game, they scored 49 points, which has not been done in the summer league. Nobody had scored fewer than 50 points in a decade in the summer league, and that's what the Knicks did. They have Diawara. He's their only, you know, rotation player who's out here. He's 1-for-14. They have a second-round pick from Vandy, Tyler Nickel, who can shoot the three, and they have a German guy they drafted, Kayil, who just debuted, and he's playing all right in his debut. But that's really it. The Pistons have a first-round pick named Abuka Okori from Stanford. He led the ACC in scoring. He might be Cade Cunningham's legit backup coming in to spell Cade Cunningham, creating offense. He had 6 assists and 7 steals yesterday as the Pistons beat the Cavs. I got this last night at 7.5. I'm seeing a lot of 8.5, but you can still find Pistons -8. Juiced -8 on Caesars right now. I'm going to keep riding this train of the Knicks being the worst team in summer league. And this is an early start, 4 p.m. today. from Vegas.
Oh, 4 p.m. I'm glad you mentioned that because people might miss the boat. 4 p.m. for this summer league game from Larry. By the way, I love that you're rolling out NFL futures. We're going to have so much NFL futures content coming up on this show, and there's no reason not to start now if lines are going to be out. That doesn't mean everybody needs to make every single NFL future bet that we bring to this show or other shows that we have on the Sportsline YouTube channel, but certainly bets for you to consider across the board. Again, 58 days away. We're only, Proppy, I think we're only like 24 days away from the Hall of Fame game. We're close to seeing helmets and pads. This is exciting.
This is very exciting, Sia. Yeah, this is a great opportunity too, as a bettor, to get in early. Futures market being one of the most advantageous, in my opinion. So anything from season-long props, awards, etc. So very much looking forward in the coming weeks to be putting out lots of NFL futures. I'll be posting a lot of those to the Sportsline Discord as well.
Sportsline Discord. That's discord.gg/sportsline. If you're not already a member of Sportsline, sportsline.com/join. Here we have it from Ben. Let's go to some questions. Ray G93 Calvin says, Ryan Howard, she plays for the Dream, over 27.5 PRA -120.
Yeah, I love how sharp our viewers are, because we already talked about one of my picks on HQ tonight. And actually, another one was going to be Ryan Howard over 19.5 points. But if you want to throw the rebounds and assists in there and take the PRA, I don't mind that either. The Sparks, terrible defense, very fast pace. Like we said, some other questionables for the Atlanta Dream. And Alicia Gray does look like she's going to play, but she got banged up last game, left the game, and ended up coming back. So Ryan Howard might be the only 100% healthy star that they have. So she's going to have a big load on her shoulders. I think she's going to be shooting a lot. So I like her scoring. I like her to rack up stats. I saw the other question in there as well about the Connecticut Sun tomorrow. We have our first camp day game tomorrow. So 10 a.m. Connecticut Sun tip off. And I'm going to be on that one on HQ tonight as well. You know, I've been riding the Sun first half. Finally let us down in the last game. We got +3.5 and they were down by 5. At halftime after a late bucket, but I still like this one against a Portland team that has the worst net rating in the league over the last 2 months, and we're basically getting pick 'em for full game or first half. So I like either of those, but I'm definitely going to be on Sun first half.
Calvin, people want to know what camp day is.
Yeah, it's in the WNBA in July. They'll have these games that start at 10 or 11 or 12 on a weekday, and it's like summer camps for kids. Like all of these kids at the local, like Boys and Girls Clubs or wherever, whatever local organizations, come to these games. So if you go to one of these games, it's like just screaming like 7-year-olds. It's the noise, the atmosphere is crazy. But if you're like me and are at home all day, like I love weekday morning or afternoon sports. So yeah, if you're at home, you work from home, or you want something to watch, yeah, turn this one on at 10 a.m.
Kevin, the grad, yeah, by the way, I am saying, Sia saying Ryan Howard gives me some PTSD to Ryan Howard. Of course, Prop Stars, you were a Ryan Howard guy. You're a Phillies fan. So Ryan Howard was so good. My lasting, like the thing I think about first, unfortunately, is I can't remember. It was a huge game and he's running to first base and tears his Achilles like on his first or second step. That's for some reason the lasting image I have of Ryan Howard.
Shout out to the great Ryan Howard. That was a great era of Phillies baseball. Yeah, he was a tremendous power hitter in the middle of the lineup for a decade plus, and got a ring as well.
Hey, Ben, do you mind coming on to the show for us and giving us this announcement that you put in the chat? Because I think this is really cool. People are already asking about the All-Star game for tomorrow and whether we're going to have picks. What's this about Matt Snyder?
Yeah, so we're going to have Snyder on the show tomorrow, and he'll be in Philly covering the All-Star game. So he'll be live from Philly giving us his All-Star game thoughts, picks, ideas. So that'll be fun that we get Sniper live from Philly, boots on the ground.
And he will be able to rant if he's right about the bad format or admit that he was wrong. Prop Stars, go ahead.
Greatest city in America, Philadelphia. Shout out to the great city of Philadelphia.
I mean, are we really? That's what we're doing. Everybody in the chat, or if you're listening after the fact, put the greatest city in America. It doesn't have to be where you're from. Just whatever you think the greatest city in America is, put it in the YouTube comments, put it in the chat. I don't know that Philly's number one, but I kind of get it. Philly's very historic. Larry, do you have a favorite city?
Yeah, I do. But I don't know if we can go to Philly for our meetup next year, because I think I'm already, I can already hear all the talk about how great it's going to be from people like Alex and Mackenzie and all the other Philly people that we have. So I don't know if I can take that. So I'm going to probably push back.
Daniel Greer in the chat says Cameron Arrow for the home run derby. So that's certainly consistent with prop stars there. Daniel Greer, very sharp in his own right. Charleston, South Carolina, Chicago. We were just there. Nashville. That's an interesting one. That's one of the few cities I've never been to. All right. Do we have any more picks or do we have any more questions? Let me take, before we get to the recap screen, let me see. Moshi says he likes the new style. He likes Ben Rice as a long shot winner. Shout out to Moshi, another real sharp guy in our chat. Calvin, Atlanta Dream over 94.5 points -110. This one from Dweezy Dub.
Yeah, I don't hate that because, like I said, Sparks terrible defense and they play really fast. But I mean, I am on the Sparks on the spread +8.5. So I would probably prefer if you're going to bet on points, just to play the full game over, or maybe put the Sparks team total over, or put the Sparks with the full game over, rather than just isolating Atlanta in that one.
Let's go to, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, Nicodemus. Do we like the Lynx to lead at half? He's adding that to make the turn your -125 into a +100.
Yeah, I love that. They've been, one of the best teams all year, but also one of the best first half teams all year. They often just get out to big leads and then coast. So I love getting that to plus money. And I know some places, like if you get three legs in there, you get a boost or something like that. So if you want to put that in there to get a third leg, I think that's great.
All right, Larry, I think we're going to get to the recap screen in a second. I think we might have gotten to most of the questions here, but I really think this is a good week. And Ben, I'm talking to you and everybody in the chat and on this show too. To roll out, I think we should start rolling out some NFL futures, but certainly this week with some MLB futures. Since it's the All-Star break, there might be some good, division bets, maybe not win totals, World Series bets, things that ALCS, NLCS, things to consider. Because we've got some long numbers on some teams that are certainly in the thick of it that at least are worth considering. Big Cheesy says, see ya, go to Nashville. Larry, your thoughts on that? Should we roll out some futures this week and in the coming weeks for the NFL?
Definitely. See, I mean, it's right here, July 17th, which I believe is the end of this week, is the first rookies reporting to camp. So, yeah. I mean, you're going to start to get a steady stream of news, notes, the Hall of Fame game. It's basically upon us. And we should handle this later, but Prop Stars and I still need to consult on how we're attacking Circa Survivor and all the contests this year, because we had a partnership last year that started great. And then flamed out in horrific fashion when the Jets came back to beat the Bengals.
Well, Prop Stars, before you go, I just want to point out, when Larry said attacking, I just assumed he was talking about you attacking him almost on a daily basis with the Matthew Golden season-long prop.
I was assuming that as well. He pivoted there. But yeah, Larry and I are going to run it back for Circa. I think if we had more entries, we would have made a really deep run last year.
Larry. We're definitely doing a double or nothing on the Matthew Golden bet, but we have to pick the player.
Oh, I thought it was going to be on Matthew Golden. I think we should keep that alive.
Did I pay you? I don't even remember if I paid you yet or if we said I'm double or nothing, but either way, we'll settle up.
I accept the double or nothing.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I actually paid you, though.
And for the record, we're going to have special shows for NFL futures coming up as well, not just futures that we're rolling out on the Early Edge. What a great show. What a great Monday show. Thanks for being with us. Let's get to the recap screen and see what our picks are. I've got an early Open Championship pick, Matt Fitzpatrick +1950. I will tell you that number is probably going to continue to go down. So if you like it, you should probably take it now. More picks for the Open Championship and Corrales coming up on this show. And of course, we have the Early Wedge tomorrow at 7 o'clock on the Sportsline YouTube channel. WNBA tonight, we got a couple of games, and Calvin talked about both of them, but his official pick is Alyssa Thomas under 8.5 assists and the Lynx money line at -125. Summer League today at 4 o'clock Eastern. Pistons -8, -115. And then we've got Cassius Howell to win NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year at 50-1 from Larry. Then we go to Prop Stars, home run derby winner, Junior Caminero at +475, and Zach Wheeler to win the Cy Young as a future at +1100. Back to home run derby. We've got Adam Thompson with his own home run derby picks. Home run derby winner, Murakami at +500 and Caglione +650. Home run derby finalist, Murakami versus Caglione at +1600. And then a home run derby semi. We've got Murakami -120 to qualify there. Caglione -115 and Jordan Walker at -115. fireworks for the Home Run Derby on the Early Edge. No sports line picks today, but again, enjoy the day. We got WNBA. We've got Home Run picks. Get in the Discord because it'll be active across some of these channels, and maybe the NFL chat is going to start to get active too, as, again, we are 58 days away. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Make sure you subscribe to the Sportsline YouTube channel. Of course, we got World Cup semis coming up as well, so a lot going on this week. A big thank you to Larry, Adam, Calvin, and Prop Stars, and a huge, huge thank you to Ben on the ones and twos and threes and fours. Thanks, everybody, for being in the chat, hitting the like button, participating in this show, but also listening after the fact or listening to the podcast. We thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I'm the Counselor of Cash. And for now, we rest our case.